This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is preparing to throw a huge Independence Day party Sunday to hail America's defeat of COVID-19. Although concern remains, pockets of the country with low vaccination rates remain in the grip of the pandemic. The President and First Lady Jill Biden will welcome 1,000 military personnel with their families and essential workers for the largest in-person event at the White House since Biden took office. A fireworks display that traditionally draws thousands to Washington, echoed by similar events across the country, will allow the President to mark what he is calling independence from the virus on the 245th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence by the United States. After leading the world in COVID deaths with more than 600,000, the United States has emerged as a model for getting the coronavirus under control. Hospitalizations and deaths are down 90% since January, and the country has largely reopened. Biden's message will be unmistakable. What a difference a year makes. Israeli government officials said Sunday the country is in talks with other countries about a deal to unload its surplus of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, doses of which are due to expire by the end of the month. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says he spoke with Pfizer CEO about securing more vaccines for Israel and about possible deals to swap vaccines between Israel and other countries, though he did not say which ones. A Pfizer spokesperson says the company is happy to discuss potential donation requests of the vaccine between governments on a case-by-case basis, particularly if it helps ensure the vaccine is used to protect people from the disease. Last month, Palestinians rejected about 1 million doses from Israel, saying they were too close to their expiration date. This is VOA News.